I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, a soccer player's journey from Syria to Southern California. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
As of 2 weeks ago, New York Giants GM Dave Gettleman was still saying, quote, "We did not sign Odell to trade him." This week, the Giants traded away Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cleveland Browns for a first-round pick, a third-round pick, and safety Jabril Peppers. What's going on here?
Nobody can figure it out because nobody knows why Gettleman said what he said before, and nobody knows why Gettleman did what he did. But he did get essentially a bag of footballs for Odell Beckham Jr.
Well, Gettleman said this week, quote, "We have a plan." Any idea what that plan might be?
Apparently he's not sharing it with anyone.
Including those who work for him, it seems like.
Exactly, maybe. Including the people who work for the team.
I can't decide what my favorite reaction to this news is. It's either George R.R. Martin, the author of the Game of Thrones series, blogging that he was having a big blue nightmare, or that kid in Cleveland who was so excited and screamed so loudly that his neighbors called the cops, worried that someone was being assaulted.
As much as I admire George R.R. Martin for having an interest besides supplying HBO with content, I like the guy in Ohio. I like the guy in Ohio. The cops come and he's, you know, jumping around the house and screaming and making his neighbors nervous.
And apparently the cops were pretty excited about the news, too. They hadn't heard
it
yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal in Cleveland.
What do you make of the exchange between Oklahoma City Thunder's Russell Westbrook and a Utah Jazz fan on Monday night?
I think Westbrook's been fined, which he probably should have been, and the fan has been banned from the arena forever, which he probably should have been. I think it's an indication of a kind of coarsening of the relationship between players and fans that's been going on for a while.
For those not familiar with the story, first a video surfaced of Westbrook threatening a fan and his wife. Only later did we learn what that fan actually said to Westbrook, and it's pretty vile. Interestingly, the fan told ESPN that he did not cuss at Westbrook, which really seems to be beside the point.
It's completely beside the point because you can say a lot of really bad stuff without saying anything obscene. And this guy really tested the limits even of that.
Well, as you say, this sort of thing has been going on for a while. And I'm sad to learn that while players say Utah is the worst, Boston is a close second. Is there anything that can be done to stop fans from abusing players in this way?
No. I mean, you know, unless enough people lose their right to go to basketball games, that it becomes a deterrent. But other than that, I'm not exactly sure. They've sold seats now all the way down to the actual benches.
Yeah.
So the proximity is really making this problem even worse.
Zion Williamson is back. The Duke star returned Thursday night after injuring his knee in the shoe explosion heard around the world. He was 13 for 13 from the field with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 steals. So all's well with the world again, right?
Well, all's well with Zion Williamson, who was going to be a very wealthy person come this spring. He's absolutely asserting himself as far and away the best player in college basketball. It will be interesting to see whether or not he can bring Duke to a national championship, because while he had a transcendental game against Syracuse, they only won by 12.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like his presence completely obliterates the competition.
Puppies make everything better, Charlie, and Joel Embiid named his new puppy Klaus Hinkie DePaula Embiid. And I can't help but wonder what former 76ers GM Sam Hinkie thinks of the name.
Well, obviously, Karen, you don't trust the process. Sam Hinkie, now immortalized by Joel Embiid's puppy, which has one of those names that you expect to hear at, like, Westminster.
It's so long. Can you imagine, like, when the puppy's done something wrong, do you think they use the whole name?
Yeah, I think they're just going to call it Bad Sam. Bad Sam. Bad Sam.
And finally, Charlie, I know that you are familiar with John King's annual videos announcing the Minnesota High School All-Hockey Hair Team. But for those who aren't, here's a clip.
Next up from Cathedral, we see Michelangelo, truly a work of art.
After 10 years, John King has decided to call it quits, calling the 2019 video his grand flonally. Sad news, don't you think?
I think someone has to pick up the torch, don't you? I mean, because obviously The kids playing hockey in Minnesota have clued in on this, because some of these hairstyles are not something you come up with spontaneously or to make sure you have a date for prom. Some of these hairstyles are organized so as to be part of the all-hair team.
Well, ESPN has their own list, but it's just not going to be the same, you know?
No, it, of course it's not. John King was the Walter Winchell of hockey hair. He will be missed.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
Subscribe to Only a Game on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a moment, please consider leaving us a review. It will help other people find our show.